Hello and welcome to Communities Live, live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon. I'm just by myself today, once again, due to other commitments from our fellow colleagues, and the weather's not really helping either outside. It's pretty horrid, actually, with a thunderstorm looming, apparently, according to the weather app and the Met Office, but we'll see if that happens. Apologies if my voice doesn't sound quite the same. There seems to be an issue with the microphone. Unfortunately, it's out of my control. So I'll do my best anyways, but apologies if I don't sound quite the same as you usually used to hearing me on the show. Anyways, so we started off with two songs this time around. Usually it's between two and three, just to get settled in and everything. Starting off with the Rolling Stones' Start Me Up. 45 years since Tattoo You, the album, came out. What an album that was. And also 5 years on Monday was the passing of Charlie Watts, the drummer. And with Start Me Up, there's a bit of a connection between Charlie and the song. Charlie actually made a mistake, believe it or not, on this song. It's hard to tell, isn't it? I couldn't even tell at first, because it seems pretty normal to the naked ear, usually the naked eye, but the naked ear, so to speak. He misjudged Keith Richards' guitar cue and scrambling to find the beat, so it was slightly ahead rather than after the guitar. But it worked out pretty well in the end, didn't it? You know? And it's made famous for the mistake, but it's a good mistake. There is good mistakes and a positive outcome, and yet the album sold really well, and so did the song. One of the most streamed songs on Spotify and other streaming platforms. I use Spotify, so I have to go off the information for that. And second song was Rush with Free Will, taken from the album Permanent Waves, released in 1980. It's Alex Lifeson's birthday today, so happy birthday, Alex, the guitarist and co-founder of Rush. I had to boil it down. I had a few songs to choose from to play from Rush, but I boiled it down to this one. I've never played this before on the show, to my knowledge anyways. No, I haven't played it. So I thought I'd play that. It's one of his better solos and one of the most underrated songs from Rush, I think, actually. So, and playing on their tour as well. Alex will celebrate his birthday in Detroit tonight, with Rush continuing their North American tour. And now I'm going to get into some more music whilst I just get settled in even more. It's still quite warm in the studio, believe it or not, and outside despite the rain. So we're going to get into some more music just in a second. And it is the anniversary of this amazing guitarist who was taken far too young in 1990. And it is the one and only Stevie Ray Vaughan. And we're going to play is one of his best songs ever, shows his guitar and skills to a T, and it is Pride and Joy.
Boy. land of time. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with Pride and Joy, and Boston with More Than a Feeling. Of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan's anniversary of his passing 36 years ago today. We lost him at the age of 35. A very unfortunate passing. A great guitarist. And he's the only other guitarist I know off the top of my head who can tune halfway through a song whilst performing live, other than Jimi Hendrix, of course. So that is a very impressive thing that not many guitarists can do, even the best of the best. Some can't even do it. And Boston, 50 years ago, released their debut album titled Boston, featuring songs of More Than a Feeling and also Peace of Mind, but More Than a Feeling being their most successful song. I thought I'd play that because it makes sense. And the album was largely recorded in the guitarist Tom Scholz's basement studio, and it became the most successful debut album release in rock history at one point in time. Whether or not it still stands or not remains to be seen, but that just shows you how good these musicians were and how good 70s music is. But we are going to jump swiftly back into some more music, and another anniversary of a song 41 years ago. This song reached number one, titled The Power of Love. Now, there's three songs with this title of the same title. This one is by Huey Lewis and the News, but there's also Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Jennifer Rush, and also Celine Dion made a song of this. So there's actually four. It's a very popular song title, Power of Love, isn't it? But I'm going with this one because 41 years ago it reached number one. And if you're a film buff like me, you will recognise this song from the first Back to the Future film, released in 1985 as well. And this got onto number one on the US Billboard Hot 100, which is the best of the best title, really. Once you get to number one US Billboard, you've conquered music, basically. So it's like, because the UK chart is big, but the US Billboard is the place to be. But swiftly going back into some more music, taken from the first Back to the Future film, great film by the way, it is Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love.
One man weep, make another man sing. Change.
Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love, taken from the first Back to the Future film, as I mentioned, reaching the number one spot on the US Billboard Hot 100 41 years ago in 1985. And rightfully so, it's one of the most recognisable 80s songs. That intro always is iconic as well. And it was also featured in the third Deadpool film, Deadpool and Wolverine, in 2024 now, so 2 years ago, because I remember hearing it at the famous bar scene, and when he was trying to chase variants of Wolverine across different universes, that was used as like a montage clip. So it was great to hear that song again, but Back to the Future made it iconic with the intro where Michael J. Fox is skating around at the start of the film, unknown to what his life will become, travelling back to the future almost, basically, as it says on the tin almost. But we are going to get into more music soon, but just as a couple of announcements, I am going to be paying tribute to two very important people in the entertainment history in the world of acting and country music. I think you know who they are, but I will name them later because we sadly lost them this week. Such a shame. You know, it's been a tough year for deaths, actually, this year. We've lost so many, especially musicians. We've lost Bonnie Tyler, Frank Beard, many more, and also actors like Catherine O'Hara and other people as well. So it's a real shame, you know. But it is getting to that time in life, especially as a younger person like me, where almost all heroes are going, unfortunately. And the other announcement is about this wonderful company, Sheffield Live. And we will be at Castlegate Festival on the 19th and 20th of September. We're bringing it to Castlegate Festival, which is where our new home is, at the former Tap and Barrel pub site, which is still in the process of being redone and redeveloped to move in. Not given a date specifically just yet, so I can't tell you when we will be moving in, but it should be soon, at around Waingate, as the street says on here. So we'll be at Castlegate Festival. We'll be looking for volunteers or anyone who just wants to come have a chat. So we will be there, because we'd love you to join. Not just our show, but the company in general. We're always looking for volunteers actively every single day. And whilst you might be in the new studio, if you join soon now, you might see the back end of this studio. This is a wonderful little studio, though. I am looking forward to the new move, but this is a wonderful little studio. There are still plenty of seats available around this lovely table. And you could join myself, our producer, Chris Zanelli, and other co-presenters, Bradley Middleton and Lewis Wright, and talk about all sorts, really, and play some very good music. So we only choose the best music. If it doesn't pass our standards, it doesn't get played, pretty much. So that's it. So, and if you want to get in touch with volunteering, there is information on the website. But for this show specifically, Communities Live, you can get in touch with our producer, Chris Zanelli, at chrissanelli89@gmail.com. Once again, that's chrissanelli89@gmail.com. So please get in touch, because we would love to have you here. But we are going to jump into some more music now. Nearly halfway through the show already. That's gone very quick. That's scary. And it's just started absolutely pouring it down outside. I don't know if you can hear it, whether or not the microphone and my headphones are blocking out. But just looking outside the window, it's absolutely pouring it down now. And I can just hear it on the roof. So anyone who's outside around Sheffield, do be careful. Especially on the road where the Howard pub is, going up towards the Peace Gardens. It does get very slippery when wet. That's Bon Jovi album, no pun intended, by the way. It does get slippery when it's wet on there, so do be careful when you're walking up or down, and towards the train station too. It does get like that too. But we are going to jump into some more music. It's time for a bit of our heavy metal, as I always try and sneak into the to the show, because we love heavy metal on the show, especially our very own Bradley Middleton, self-confessed metalhead. And it was a lead singer's birthday the other day, Rob Halford from Judas Priest, who turned 75 the other day. So happy belated birthday, Rob, who has established himself as one of the best heavy metal singers alongside the likes of Ozzy Osbourne, Bruce Dickinson, and Levy Kilmister, as long with many more, because there is a whole long list of great heavy metal singers. Ronnie James Dio as well, the late great Ronnie James Dio, who was up there too. But we are going to get into Judas Priest Breaking the Law, taken from the album British Steel, which is iconic to Sheffield because we are the Steel City. Here is Breaking the Law.
Yeah.
thought I'd play two songs there again here on Communities Live. Starting off with Judas Priest's Breaking the Law to celebrate Rob Halford's 75th birthday. So once again, happy belated birthday, Rob, if you are listening. And a great metal band, also formed in Birmingham the year after Black Sabbath, actually, so 1969. And becoming popular in the 80s. Still going strong today as well. They're still touring and everything. I think they're on tour at the minute, actually. So, and I thought I'd play some of The Who with Won't Get Forward Again. Unfortunately, I can't play the full 8-minute version because I don't have the time. But I would have loved to if I could. But don't have the time, unfortunately. So I had to play the much shorter 3-minute 41 version. That is to commemorate 55 years since The Who released Who's Next, which is where that song came from, 2 weeks ago, but we haven't had a chance to squeeze it into the show just yet, until today. And Keith Moon, the drummer, would have turned 80 on Sunday, and what a character he was. Another one gone far too soon in the world of music. And he was such an aggressive drummer, they had to actually, during recordings, they had to actually duct tape his headphones to his head. So, because he used to be so aggressive and rock his head back and forward, the headphones used to fly off. So they had to be duct taped to his head, like physically. So that just shows you. And I've seen there must be footage on there somewhere on YouTube or everything. So I'm gonna have a look because I want to see this for myself. So, and if you missed last week's show with myself and Chris, it was just the two of us. We played some music, of course, like some very good music, but we also had an interview with Mark Holt, who is an author and also Chris's cousin. I hope you enjoyed the interview and maybe even buy his book to read, because it sounded like a good description. I haven't had a chance to read the book yet or buy it, so if anyone has, do get in touch with us here at Communities Live, especially to Chris too, because it would mean a lot knowing his cousin is a successful author, and there's nothing wrong with reading. And one of the tributes I'm going to make after this next song, with by the time it will be about 15 minutes left, revolutionised a book scheme called the Imagination Library, and I'll get more into that in the show. But another birthday to celebrate, a belated birthday as well. So there's a lot of birthdays the other day, actually, with great artists, and it is Gene Simmons, who turned 77, the one from Kiss, not the one who was singing in the rain. And I imagine there's a few people singing in the rain outside at the minute, so but Gene Simmons from Kiss, the lead singer, the co-founder, lead singer, co-lead singer, and bassist. So he's very versatile and a genius musician, and turned 77. So happy belated birthday, Gene. There's a good few Kiss songs I could have chose, but this was one of my favourites, and it pays a nice tribute to the late Ace Frehley, what I played when he passed away last October. And here is God Gave Rock and Roll to You by Kiss. We'll be right back.
God gave rock and roll to you. Gave rock and roll to you. Save rock and roll for everyone. Save rock and roll.
Kiss with God Gave Rock and Roll to you here on Communities Live to celebrate the birthday of Gene Simmons. So once again, happy belated birthday to Gene. Now, I'm going to get into the tributes, unfortunate tributes. I really wish I wasn't doing this because I wish they were alive because they were two lovely people. And the first one, because we've got 15 minutes left. The first one, we got the news yesterday that this wonderful actor had sadly passed away at the age of 80, and by the name of Tim Curry. Now, Tim Curry was a fantastic actor, being in many of things such as Home Alone 2, when he worked in the famous New York hotel where Kevin McAllister stayed, and also scaring people as the original Pennywise in the 1990 miniseries It, based on the Stephen King novel. He was a great Pennywise as well. For 1990... it's terrifying seeing him as the big clown himself. But he was also in Muppet Treasure Island as Long John Silver, Annie, Three Musketeers, and many other films. But the one that really made his name was, of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show in 1975, where he played Dr. Frankenfurter. And, well, I'm going to play two songs, actually, just he deserves that respect, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you've not watched it, please do, because it is wonderful, and even adapted into a musical as well. And I saw it was Luke Evans who sang the second song I'm going to play. I'm going to get to the first one, which you will recognise anyways. It's recognisable as anything, and has been for the last 51 years. But I want to pay tribute to Tim Curry and send our condolences to Tim's family and friends. Another death this year, unfortunately, especially after the week we've had. Well, month, really. It's been a month of deaths and not very good ones as well. I wish they were all still here, but we are going to jump into some Rocky Horror Picture Show music. And first is, of course, Tim Curry performing Sweet Transvestite from the film itself, and here it is. And rest in peace, Tim Curry, and condolences to everybody who he was friends with.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around, and maybe
play you a song. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite. Transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom. On the day I went away, was all I had to say.
Now
I want to come again and stay.
Oh, my, my.
Smile, and that will mean I may. 'Cause I've seen. Everywhere, it's been the same.
Feeling
like I'm outside in the rain.
Feeling
free to try and find a game.
Feeling
cards for sorrow, cards for pain. I'm going home.
play two songs there, of course, to pay tribute to the late Tim Curry, who we lost yesterday. Very unfortunate passing. And both were from the breakout film of his, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, starting off with his famous song, Sweet Transvestite, and ending with, rather fittingly actually, I'm Coming Home. And nearly at the end of the show, but I'm going to pay tribute to the next artist who we lost, the late Dolly Parton, who passed away on Tuesday at the age of 80 after a short battle with cancer. Once again, we at Sheffield Live and Communities Live send our condolences to Dolly's friends and family. Such a huge loss in the music industry. She helped bring country music up to a brilliant level and is still very celebrated today. There's been Dolly Parton tribute acts, she's been played loads of times, and even opened a theme park called Dolly World. And, you know, a bit of local connection before I finish the show as well. Yeah, she visited Rotherham in 2007 to launch her Imagination Library campaign and even held a newborn baby. So if the family of the then baby, who will now be about 19, will contact us, I'd love to hear the experience that she had, because she was a lovely woman by all accounts, and a sad loss. But she was... The Imagination Library was a scheme where a child would receive a book every month up until the age of 5. And so there must be a good collection of books from children born around that time. But I'm going to finish the show with a wonderful duet with the late Kenny Rogers by the name's Island in the Stream to pay tribute to the very lovely Dolly Parton, and such a sore miss. Consider I'm going to Nashville in a month too. I think the city of Nashville where she passed away will be mourning. But I'm going to end the show, and thank you for listening to myself. Apologies again if the microphone didn't pick up as good quality as it usually does. It's out of my control, unfortunately. So we're going to end with the wonderful duet with the late Dolly Parton and the late Kenny Rogers with Islands in the Stream. Thank you all for listening, and see you next time.
To get you with a fine tooth comb, I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain.